Education Minister Simon Birmingham, none of this surprises you really, has compared rorting in the child care system, Labor's pink bats, and building the education fiascos. Senator Birmingham said some parts of the childcare sector have sought to exploit loopholes, and like the failed pink bats or building the education revolution programs, this continued because of Labor's lack of focus on regulation and compliance. Now, over the last 10 months, 15 people have reportedly been arrested, 13 people have been charged with rorting the system, and $8 million worth of assets have been seized. Now, while I was in Rio, two Sydney men, Ali Assad and Hussein Dandachi, the registered proprietors of a Lakemba family daycare centre, were arrested and charged with fraud. They allegedly channeled some of the more than $27 million their centre received from taxpayers since 2012 to Islamic State. They allegedly claimed concurrent payments for the same children and rebates for non-existent children. And this is no isolated incident. The Victorian State Government is so alarmed by growing childcare fraud, it has suggested stopping all new federal government subsidies to family daycare centres. A so-called family daycare centre is where a childcare centre is run from a private home. And so far, most corruption in the sector appears to be limited to these types of childcare centres. But who would know? There's so much easy money up for grabs, it's no wonder people are exploiting the system. But I make the point again, and I'm going to talk to the Minister for Welfare in a moment, Christian Porter, childcare. Why is the taxpayer responsible for caring for someone else's children? This is where we've gone off the rails. The expectation is, this is my entitlement. Who's going to put in the full stop?